you've just joined us, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me, Sharad Kutan. Selangor is one of the states that will not be fully adopting the conditional MCO announced by the Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin last Friday. Menteri Besar Datuk Seri Amiruddin Syari says Selangor is opting for a soft landing approach in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Joining us on the line now to discuss what a soft exit to the MCO will look like for the state of Selangor is Dr. Siti Maria Mahmud, Selangor State Exco for Health, Women and Family Empowerment. Dr. Siti, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. Now, I just want to understand very quickly why Selangor opted to announce a different conditional MCO for the state, particularly since now we have news that Azmin Ali is saying that the state governments were consulted in coming to the decision of the conditional MCO. Mm-hmm.
Melissa, actually, Selangor was making preparation for this opening of the MCO, actually. And I think about a few weeks we were preparing for this, making to make sure that when we open up, we both be able to protect the lives of the people as well as the livelihood of the people. And Selangor cannot stay closed for a long time because we are industrialized and all that. But after the 1st of May, when our PM announced it, either like 3 days later, it's supposed to be open, right? That is today, right? So the preparedness was not there yet, especially the businesses, the public, you know, and also the public health aspect of it. You
right.
Know? And But Dr.
Siti, just to clarify, so you're saying that the Selangor state government was consulted by the federal government, but the time given was not enough to comply?
Our Menteri Besar went to a few meetings with MKN, you know, and federal, and he has already informed us we have to be prepared, and Selangor agreed that we have to protect the livelihood of the people, but at the same time, because Selangor is having the highest cases of COVID-19, yeah, and we have to be prepared for it in a way that it will not be. We are afraid that if we don't prepare for it properly, we are afraid of a second a spike that would be much higher than what we have now, right? So actually, we were preparing. We were preparing, and we are still doing it, so that when we open up totally, we will be in a state of more prepared to accept the challenges.
Dr. Siti, if I could just interject at the moment, could you help us understand some of the statements coming out from the federal government, including one that was made very recently by the senior minister, Azmin Ali, that states risk legal action being taken against them if they do not allow businesses to open as the federal government has gazetted?
That is wrong. We are not stopping it from them from opening. What we want to do is to make sure that they are complying to the SOP, right? Mm-hmm. Are they complying to the SOP? Now, supposedly, we say that we can open now the restaurants, we can open all the businesses just like that, you know, just like before, just like nothing had happened before. And what will happen if they have not been able to put up the preparation yet? Are they ready for social distancing? Are they ready to, as the PM says, that for them to take down the number, the customer's name, contact, and so on and so forth? So, but if we were to open today, our businesses are not ready yet.
Mm. Dr. Siti, do you expect any opposition from the state-specific conditional MCO?
Opposition from what?
Do you expect any stakeholders, any businesses to oppose the state's decision to limit certain operations, to say, yes, you can open up, you can do deliveries, but not dine-in? Do you expect any opposition to that decision?
So far, as of today, we did not hear any feedback such as that, because our ex-course have been actually engaging the businesses, you know, and they have been relating this to them that we want to help them to open the business, and I'm sure they want to open the business and keep it open. Yeah, we do not want them to open for 1 week and then we have to close it back,
right?
Because we have the public coming in, and they can't control the crowd. They don't know how exactly to do it. People are coming in without the mask and so on and so forth. There is a SOP, but businesses will need time. For instance, we talk about hawkers, traders, garage to be open up. But we will have a problem. Our PBT, our local councils, will have a problem enforcing them.
We're running out of time. I do want to ask you a very important question about the nature of so-called cross-border travel. A lot of people live in Selangor, work in Selangor, but live in KL, work in Selangor, live in Negeri Sembilan.
Yeah, sure.
How are those things going to be worked out?
No, that is not, we are not stopping them from doing it. If the businesses are open and the new MCO, the chief MCO, allows it to happen, they cross over from Wilayah to Kuala Lumpur. It's allowed by the new PKP 5.
Right. So how does...
We are not stopping them from doing that, you know?
Okay, so in the Selangor State Government's view, how does it envision a kind of soft landing exit strategy to this? How do you envision opening up the economy in a kind of a soft landing approach?
Well, it's only about, you see, we are asking for only this week so that we can put in position and observe what's happening. Yeah, and we hope that all the businesses are prepared for it when they're open, the public is prepared for it. If you see some of the photo shoots today that we see how people come up to shopping complexes and they can't control the crowd. They can't control the restaurants and all. They can't control it because the businesses are not prepared yet in that sense.
Right.
And they need time to disinfect. They need time to put the lines in. And we are also encouraging them to use technology so that we can do the tracing of the contact.
Mm.
So that businesses now can become the sentinel for tracing of contact. Should there be any new clusters, for instance?
Okay. So, we're running out of time, and I do want to thank you so much for joining us on the show, giving us Selangor's perspective. Appreciate your time and your insights. After this, we're going to hear from a respiratory specialist about the other options for a conditional MCO. Stay tuned to consider this.